What's up, everybody, and welcome to another episode of the She's My Sister podcast. Today, we're going to be discussing just everyday tips and tricks to help save you money.
Okay, so before we jump into all this money talk, let's just talk a little bit about what's been going on in our lives.
I turned 30 next weekend, so like, not sure how I feel about that. I feel like it definitely...
Do you feel like it hasn't really hit you yet?
I think it's the same, like, I don't know, 29 didn't seem like a big deal, but I think because 30 is this, like, milestone birthday, you start, like, Madeline, I'm going through my quarter life crisis. Like, we talked about that in our episode. I feel like I'm going through it right now. Because you're like, oh, I'm turning 30. I have all these things I thought I'd have done by now. These places in life I thought I'd be. There is no set timeline. Yeah, I feel like I'm getting in my head about it. And then you're like, I don't know. It seems in my head, it's like, wow, I feel like I'm just getting so old. But then I'm like, but 30 is actually really young. I don't know. I'm just overthinking it, I think.
Yeah, the way modern life is going, we're probably going to live to be like 150 anyway. So, middle age and all that, all those different timelines can be redefined.
That's true.
What I've heard from other people is they say your 20s is like your time to have fun and your time to be honestly like really confused about your life. And then your 30s are when you like are confident in yourself and you know what you want and you just, you know, are, I don't know, just
you figured out who you are.
And exactly. Yeah. And so you can just completely enjoy it without having to be, I don't know, worried about everything, which sounds nice. So if that's what for, I guess.
Like, cool. So next, so like, you're saying next week, I won't be worried about anything anymore. Okay, good.
Is this going to be like a switch?
Second 13 going on 30, where she wants to be 30, flirty and thriving. So it's like the goal.
To get into today's episode on saving money, we're going to be talking about how you can save money on groceries, travel, you know, all kinds of stuff. I don't really want to give it all away in the preamble here, so I'm just going to dive into it. I think one of the biggest ways that, like, changes, even just, like, little minor changes I have made is, like, meal planning each week. I sit down and I plan all my meals out for the next week. And that helps a lot with me making a list and sticking to it at the grocery store. So I'm not just buying stuff I don't need. But also that way I can plan around like what stuff's on sale that week. Buying ingredients that are in season saves me money. But then it also helps to really eliminate food waste. I felt like I used to waste way too much food. This way I am only buying what I need. But also then I can plan meals that use the same ingredients more than once. So like, let's say I'm making a meal that uses...
With sweet potatoes, but you always use sweet potatoes.
I love sweet potatoes. They're so versatile.
You should like, your Instagram should be like, sweet potato Katie. Or like...
Okay, Madeline. Sweet potato Katie.
Sweet potato. I don't even know how to put that, how to make that fit, but it should have sweet potato.
Use them a lot. But like, okay, let's say
Sweet Katie Potato. Or, oh my gosh. Okay, you know what that just made me think of is how
I was just thinking Jado Potato.
Jado Potato.
Oh my gosh.
Amy, I hope you take advantage of that and call him that all the time.
He's so glad that that's resurfacing on the podcast.
He should be.
I'm going to bring it up every podcast.
Oh, good.
Oh, good. Let's say I'm making a meal with sweet potatoes. Like I'll just cook up extra and then use them in a different way later on in the week. Or if I'm using a meal that, I tend to use canned coconut milk a lot and things. So let's say I use half a can one day, I'll make a meal a few days later that uses the second half of the can. Cause that's several, like canned coconut milk is not cheap. Then I'm not just throwing away.
Wait, what do you make with that?
Like,
what do you make with canned coconut
milk? Like curries.
You make a lot of.
I've never made panna cotta, but can like.
I said pina coladas, not panna cotta.
I thought you said panna cotta. I'm like, Amy's getting fancy. Yes, you can make pina coladas with that. But I make curries with it, or I might make like coconut rice. You can use it like in soups to thicken stuff up. I use it a lot. It's delicious. I just used it in one last night, actually. I made like orzo pasta with chickpeas and coconut milk and some ginger and turmeric, and it was delicious.
I feel like you need a like cooking show or something.
I've definitely gotten more into cooking in the last few years, and I think a big part of that is meal planning, because I used to just be like, oh, what am I having for dinner tonight? And we'd have spaghetti or like tacos, which don't get me wrong, I love spaghetti and tacos, but meal planning has forced me to like actually get creative and look up meals and cook things. And it's actually really fun. And having the meal plan also, it's nice because like I would get home from work and I don't know why, but it's just like that extra mental strain of having to make a decision and figure out what I'm cooking that night was just like too much. And so I can just look at it and be like, oh, this is what I'm making tonight. And that's just one less decision.
Knowing that you have all the ingredients and just that like saves you so much time and thought, and it saves you from being tempted to be like, oh, I'm just going to run to, you know, like this restaurant and grab something, or I'm just going to order takeout, or I'm just going to do this. And like, not only does that save you money, but you're also going to be eating healthier. So it's kind of a win-win.
Oh, definitely. Well, and then it just saves you from the, like, you feel silly. Cause sometimes there have been times where I'm like, the stuff I planned last week doesn't sound all that good to me. Maybe I'll just have a frozen pizza. But I think about like that, then I feel silly. Cause it's like, no, I've already got all of this stuff. It's all ready to go. And then as soon as I make it, then it's delicious. It's just like the, like, you don't want it beforehand. Pizza always sounds better. See,
there's that confidence. There's that sturdy confidence. And I make it and it's delicious. I like it.
But to go with the meal planning, so then I know what I need, but then I can go ahead and find coupons for what I know I'm going to be buying. And I used to actually like clip coupons, and I'm not a fan of it because it takes more time, but also half the time I would forget the coupons at home. I'd forget to bring them with me. I still use them, and I just keep them in my wallet now, so I don't forget them. But I know like Fred Meyer has all of their coupons digital now. So like you load your loyalty card onto it, and then I can go through and I just like, it says clip, but basically you're just adding all these digital coupons to your card. So then they're just there, and all you do is scan your rewards card, and all of them are on there.
Oh, that's nice.
Which is actually saves me so much time and money, actually.
Target just started, like, a rewards program, which makes me so happy because I love Target.
What?
And they didn't have one. Yeah, they didn't have one. Now you can, like, enter your phone number on the keypad thing, and it...
Oh,
like,
that is fantastic. I need to do that. Add that one. Yeah. That was going to be another point is I was going to bring up is, like, sign up for all of the loyalty reward programs you can. It doesn't hurt you. It totally does.
Yeah.
I wish they had one at Home Goods because I need it. They always
actually, no, it's probably a good thing they don't, because I already spend enough money there as it is. I don't need more reasons to go there.
The rewards program would save me money because I'm going to go there anyways. All they have is the like rewards credit card, and they ask me, they're like, oh, do you want to save 10% or whatever? And it's so tempting, but I know that is not a good choice for me.
Yeah. But like, okay, so Katie, remember, so we were talking earlier about like decor and stuff, and I am like such a sucker for like cute little knickknacks and like little you know,
and smell good candles.
Oh my gosh, I have so many.
Your house always smells good with candles.
Aw, thanks. But like, I have so many things. Candles are different, but I have so many, or I used to collect so many things that had zero purpose. Like they would sit on a shelf, collect dust. Like maybe they look all right, but I get sick of them, so then I want to change it anyway. So recently I learned like you should decorate your home with pieces that are also functional. So like you are saving space by having things that actually you're going to use, and your house won't get so cluttered, and you're saving money by not buying new things. And also I have, when I do want to buy something like say like a pot for my plants or a vase for some flowers or anything like that, I go to thrift stores because you can find something no one else is going to have it. It's usually really like has character, and it could look kind of, I don't know, old fashioned or whatever. And I'm really into like baskets, like keeping things in baskets so that when something looks cluttered, you can put it into a basket rather than just having it out. Like cords, like all of our cards and cords and headphones and stuff, I keep them in a basket, blankets, things like that, just so it looks tidy. But also, it's cute to look at. So, and I get all of those at thrift stores. You can get the cutest baskets and stuff at thrift stores. Like,
well, plus I feel like it's better for the environment. You're not just like contributing to like waste.
Exactly. Yeah.
And like you said, it's a huge money saver. Like, so I do the same thing with clothes, which I feel like it's almost like because of different influencers on Instagram and Facebook, like it's seen as like being like cool to go thrift shopping now.
Yeah.
Whereas, and like Macklemore's like song. Yeah. Whereas I feel like
just say that.
We were definitely doing that growing up. Like, we were thrift shopping before it was cool. Yep. But I definitely go thrift shopping for like outfits, and you can find the cutest stuff. Half the time it still has tags on it.
Yeah.
And like you said, it's usually really unique or has character to it that you wouldn't find somewhere else. Whereas I remember like in college. Portion. Go ahead, Amy.
Oh, like a giant portion of my wardrobe is from like Goodwill or other thrift stores. Mm-hmm. And one thing I recommend is that if you go to Goodwill online, a lot of times you can find like a calendar that'll say when they're doing certain tags, like when they're on sale. Mm-hmm. So there are certain days where they'll actually have like multiple tags on sale, and like one will be 99 cents, and so like you actually like know when to go because there's more likely to be good deals.
Oh yeah,
because some thrift stores, like some thrift stores, they do charge too much for what it is, like if it's used or something. Mm-hmm. But I mean, like, just look out for those certain colored tags and you can get like crazy good deals.
Yeah, Amy is like the thrift shop queen, honestly.
She is.
Like, I can never believe that the stuff she gets. And, like, Amy has really good fashion sense. And, like, all of her stuff pretty much is thrifted, which is really impressive to me. But, yeah, and, like, going back to, like, the meal planning that you were talking about, Katie. Mm-hmm. We've been doing, and I know you used to do this, you're the one who told me about it, but Imperfect Foods is this company that they sell, you pay a discounted price for produce that is seen as imperfect. So maybe it's just shaped kind of funny, or it has kind of like a gash in the side, but it's still completely fine and edible. And the reason that I think it's such a cool company is because that food would most likely have ended up in a landfill, even though it's perfectly fine and there's nothing wrong with it. And it just blows my mind. Right. Like, we got some chia seeds and maybe it was quinoa. And it was supposed to be tricolor quinoa. And it was like, yeah, the manufacturer felt that there was too much red in this tricolor quinoa. And therefore, it was deemed not perfect enough to be sold in stores. And I'm like, are you kidding me? Like, there's nothing wrong with this product. And food waste is such a, like, huge problem. I think I read it was, like, 1/3 of all everything.
That's a lot.
Everything in landfills is food.
I was actually looking into, because of that, I just felt like my meal planning has already reduced my food waste drastically. Yeah. But I wanted to look even further. So I looked into this. I found this cookbook. It's called the Zero Waste, like WASTE. Mm-hmm. So Zero Waste Cookbook. And it was all recipes that you can use with like food that you would probably not necessarily think was, you wouldn't normally think to use it, like the celery leaves or like and using that to make something, or using like the broccoli stems. Oh. Like, usually we just pull off the little florets and eat that, but you can actually you can cut up the stems and eat it the exact same way, like with ranch, or you can steam it, or like you can grate it and make it into like a coleslaw. So like,
That's so smart.
A lot of the, food that you would normally think like, this isn't really any good anymore. You've been really on a big like juicing kick. So has my husband, Aaron.
Here's something we've been doing that I'm actually so excited about. So we started making our own dog food, more because we wanted our dogs to be eating healthier food, but it actually is like,
because they are your children.
And we've actually been saving money on dog food because we have been using the carrots that they've been sending us from Imperfect Produce, or like, it's super good for the dogs. Like, we do just raw meats and vegetables and like pumpkin and things that are really good for them. And so the foods that we know we're not going to eat, we're like, okay, well, this will go for the dog's food. And so they're getting the best food possible.
Plus,
we're supporting this company that's trying to help with the food waste problem.
Mm-hmm.
So it's like, it's such a win-win, you know, and we're just saving money in general because we're getting a discounted price for all this stuff.
I'll take like tomato paste, for instance. There is always more in the can than I actually need. recipes always call for like one or two tablespoons, and then I've still got like a bunch left in this can, so I put it in ice cube trays and you just put it in the freezer, because like each ice cube is about 2 tablespoons, so you put it in there, and then like, you know, it could be your tomato paste, or it could be coconut, whatever it is that like I have left over. What was that, Amy?
How you ice your Bloody Mary.
There you go.
Pina colada.
That's a really good idea.
I know what's on Amy's mind.
Yeah, we know what Amy's been doing.
I have some toothpaste I'm trying to make go away.
So you stick that in your freezer, and then it's all ready to go for next time that you need it. So that's like, and I just got like a dollar tray or ice cube tray at the Dollar Tree, and I've been using that.
The Dollar Tree is amazing. Oh, I miss that for so sure. Much.
Like, just Alaska for, like, little things one. Like sponges. And, yeah. Amy, you got all kinds of stuff there.
Yeah, like, for, like, Halloween or Christmas or like that. Some of their decorations are so dang cute. And they're, well, you know, like the store name. They're a dollar. Like, it's so cool. Drugstore makeup, a lot of the time, works really, really, really well.
Yeah.
And though there are certain things that are like, yeah, are maybe a little bit better if you go to the fancy, like, you know, Sephora, Ulta, or whatever, get in there. But a lot of stuff, like eyeshadow, it's like just as good if you get a $6 thing from TJ Maxx. I mean,
oh, right.
Some people might agree with me on this, but I feel like there are tons of makeup items that you do not need to spend a fortune on. And it's such a waste of money to spend like $50 on an eyeshadow palette that looks the same as the one I got for $5.
Like, I think that a big part of it is like your application and how you do it, rather than like people assume like, oh, because if I buy expensive makeup, it's automatically going to look better.
Oh, for sure. And if you don't know what you're doing, you don't know what you're doing. Feeling bad no matter what.
And then like there's little things that I do, like, I don't even remember where I learned this. It was like some, I read it somewhere, but, like some life hack I saw that like, taking your sponge like that you would clean your dishes with and cutting them in half. I always do that now because you don't actually, they're big and you don't actually usually need that much, and then they last twice as long. So I cut them in half and they just use smaller ones, and it goes way faster. Or like, I know you guys like tear your makeup wipes in half, which sounds like, I don't want it to sound like, oh, we're just so cheap and like penny pinching, but like usually I don't need a full one.
I've been trying to switch over to like using a washcloth and makeup remover.
I have too. Like, it's wasteful, I feel like,
but
it's just,
there are times when it's kind of necessary. It is like wasteful. When you're traveling or, I don't know, late at night when you really don't want to take your makeup off.
Right. Like stocking up on what's on sale or in season. So, like, if blueberries are on sale, I will buy a whole bunch of them and freeze them.
Because blueberries are expensive.
They're super expensive, and my daughter eats them.
I don't know why, but when you refer to Josie as your daughter, it sounds weird to me.
Like, I'm not adulty enough to have a baby.
No, but like, because usually you always know.
Because she's just usually. I don't know.
Well, I call her Josie to you guys, but like to people that don't necessarily know her.
Like, I get why, but like, it sounds so formal, like my daughter.
Right.
I don't know. Never mind.
I think she said it that way.
Right. It probably did sound funny. So often we pay people to do things for us that we can do ourselves. And like, there's lots of times where our refrigerator stopped working earlier this year. And I was like, oh man, like that's one more thing. And it's going to be super expensive to have someone come out and fix it. And Aaron was like, no, it's fine. Like, I'll look it up. And he spent a couple hours, like he spent a long time watching videos on YouTube and researching, trying to figure it out. And he like narrowed it down and he figured out what we needed and ordered this little part that was like $20. And he was able to fix it himself. He did the same thing with our dryer. I don't know why all my appliances are going out lately, but I'm real sick of it. Like, our dryer went out, but same thing. He spent a long time, like it took him quite a while, but he was like willing, thankfully, to put the work in and watched YouTube videos. God bless these people that, like, for no reason, like some dad in his garage, like a lot of these were not like famous videos with tons and tons of views. Like, they were kind of obscure, like very specific things on how to fix a dryer. Like, it wasn't
like the ultimate dad move to be able to share that knowledge.
Right. So thank you to all of you people just sharing your knowledge. Your lifetime of knowledge. Bonus points to whoever knows what movie that's from.
I got a last seminar that I had to get a lot better on. That was really hard for me at first, is remembering to pack a lunch when I was getting ready for work.
Oh, yeah.
In the mornings, I was always running late, and I didn't want to worry about it, and I'd be like, okay, fine, I'm just eating that again. Mm-hmm. First off, very bad for you. I was having McDonald's and Starbucks lunches, like, way too often. So I'm packing my lunches, and I actually enjoyed them a lot more. I was saving so much money not going out to eat at lunch. And right. I'm like, same with, like, bringing, like, a to-go coffee. Because uh-huh. going out and getting coffee is my downfall. I actually did it today. Oh, well. I'm sick. I deserve it. but bringing, like, to-go coffee
mug. Treat yourself.
With you. Yeah. Okay, that's actually a very terrible phrase that should not be used as often as it is. But
okay, but I use it sometimes.
But I did do that today.
I agree. Like, the whole, like, buying coffee. I remember, I can't remember what, like, magazine it was in, like, years ago. But I remember it was, like, what you could buy. It showed you, like, what you could buy with the money you would save from buying even just one coffee a week out. And it was, like, a designer purse or, like, a weekend away. Like, the things you could buy were just ridiculous. It was so eye-opening how much money you end up spending on just a coffee or a lunch out.
There are times that, like, going out and getting a coffee just made all the difference in my day and was totally worth it.
Mm-hmm.
But if you can, just bring it with you and have that caffeine packed with you to go.
Well, I don't think that saving money needs to equal, like, always depriving yourself or no fun ever. I think it's more just about, like, being mindful about what your priorities are. And just decide what is worthwhile to you to spend that money on. You know, like, to me, like, my priorities are more, like, it's not that I don't want to have my nails done, but to me, it's more important to go travel. So, like, I would take the money I would spend on, like, getting my hair and nails done, and I put it towards travel. Like, I almost never go out and get coffees ever now. Like, I make them at home. But, like, if that's something, like, I know, and, like, our mom, like, she really enjoys occasionally going out and getting her latte, like, getting her coffee. And, like, that is totally worth it to you, you know? Like, that brings you joy.
What sparks joy for you?
We were just talking about Marie Kondo.
Katie finds so much joy folding today. Her underwear is like sushi. I just thought that I would mention what? That.
Thanks, Madeline.
What was the conversation missed out on?
You did miss out, Amy. So I read the. I remember before I put off reading her Life Changing Magic of Tidying Up. I'm sorry if I butchered that. I think that's how by Marie Kondo. I think that's the title. And I remember, like, all these people talking about how amazing and how wonderful it was. And I was like, oh my gosh, it's a book about cleaning. Like, that sounds so boring. And then I read it and it's wonderful. And it's like, it's a super fast, easy read. It's not like I had to spend tons of time on it. And it has some cute little, like, easy to follow illustrations and stuff. But one of the takeaways was, like, how to fold my underwear, which was not something I ever used to put, like, thought into. But she's all about, like, putting thought into how your possessions are organized in a way that's, like, visually pleasing and aesthetic. And I actually still fold my underwear the way she described, like, a sushi roll, and you have the little bows on the top, and it does bring me joy when I open my drawer and I've got all my little sushi underwear there ready to go.
Okay, remember how I used to fold my underwear when I was younger, and you guys, like, thought it was weird? I studied how the underwears came in the packages when we were kids, and I, like, started folding mine that way.
Oh my gosh.
And they were, like, perfect little squares.
That's funny.
I don't think I was in your underwear growing up to know that.
I'm surprised because you're always still in my clothes. I don't know how you didn't see that.
That's true.
I don't think I was stealing your underwear.
Debatable.
I think I drew the line there. Not debatable. You know, I think I drew the line at Tidy Whities.
I didn't wear Tidy Whities. I will drop it all you in the room.
Okay.
You guys, okay, I remember when I got to the age, I was like, I'm not wearing these Fruit of the Loom granny panties anymore that mom keeps buying me. And, like, yeah.
I was so lost when I went to go buy them individually because I was like, how do people afford this? It's like, you used to be able to get a pack of 10 for $5. But they were like so loose on my butt, they would like wrinkle in my jeans. It's like, I need to graduate from these to like adult ones.
Okay, I forgot to tell you about this. I have the funniest story. So I was going through and I was like another takeaway I got from Marie Kondo is like you hold up an item and you look at it and you think, okay, does this spark joy? And it sounds silly to do that with like a shirt or an everyday household item, but it so works. And I still do that. So like if I'm tidying up and I'm trying to get rid of stuff, I'm like, that's like, do I find joy when I wear that? Like, instead of saying like, am I ever going to use this? Or like, I might wear it someday. I don't know. But if you look at it and you're like, if I don't feel joy wearing this, it doesn't make me happy, like the bright colors, or I don't feel good in it, like get rid of it. So I'm going through and I'm like getting rid of stuff to take to Goodwill. And I see this and Aaron, I was like, oh, hey, like throw anything you have and I'll take it too. And he like throws in this package of like brand new underwear I had bought him like the week before at Home Goods. And I'm like, what the heck? Like, and I go to look at him and I'm like, did these, like, I thought these were your size. Like, did you not like these? Like, what's wrong? And he's like, those things are so small. And I'm like, well, they're your size. And I pull it out of the package. And it was like the tiniest little pair of like little boys underwear I've ever seen. Like, I probably could have gotten like one like leg in them. And I was like, what the heck? And I looked back on the package and it said like his like size large. And then I looked back at it and it was like little boys underwear.
Were there like little airplanes on them?
And no, they like, that's the thing, is they were just like neutral, like boxer brief color, like, and like colors. And like, I don't think he realized, he did not realize that they were like little boy size either. I think he was just like, what the heck? Like, can you think I'm this skinny? Like, so I don't know. I couldn't stop laughing at that.
Okay. So one time Anton went to buy underwear and like, he just grabbed some without really looking closely. And they were like long underwear for men. And I didn't even know that those existed. I don't think he did either. Like, why is that a thing?
Did he try them on?
I don't think so.
I hope you made him try them on for you, because I really would have. No, okay, that's weird. I take that back. No, I don't want to see that. But
oh, no. I think we should get Aaron. Like,
oh no.
Did you say it was Remy's long underwear? What did you say?
Amy, I feel like you had a very different image in your head than I did.
It was.
You were laughing.
I'm sorry. Okay, it was thong underwear for me.
Thong, 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 thong.
Katie, why do you want to see that?
Okay, and that's why I said no. Wait, I take it back. That's not what I meant. But like, if it was me, I would want to see Aaron put him on because it would have been funny.
Sharing the story in the first place.
Oh gosh.
Well, I'm glad that you did.
No, he was grabbing underwear really quickly, just like a pack of them from the store, and didn't look closely.
I thought he was picking some out for you. My ears must be plugged. I thought he was picking some out for you. And he
actually
had a long drop.
I mean, that would have been kind of funny, but not as funny as this.
Oh
situation.
My gosh.
But Katie, I feel like for Christmas, so as funny. A joke, we should just all get Aaron like little boy underwear.
Little boy sizes.
I actually think we should get Aaron some, considering Katie really wants to see him in them.
Oh my gosh, now you're making me sound like a weirdo.
That's okay, guys. I tried to get Jaden some boxers for his birthday, like as part of his birthday gift last year, and I bought him extra small ones on accident. I didn't think to look at them. I gave him to him, and he was like, oh. So they're my PJ shorts now.
So moral of the story, read the labels carefully before you buy underwear. I swear this episode's supposed to be
about finance, but also, it's totally turning into an underwear episode.
Well, to bring us back, stop buying stupid stuff you don't need.
And if you actually buy something that is stupid, find a way to use it.
Don't think, oh, I can't donate this shirt or I can't donate this because it's got holes in it and no one want to buy it. Because I know that Goodwill, like, they're definitely a for-profit organization, but I would rather, I'm sure there's other ones out there too that would do this. But they sell like any clothing or things that are like have holes in them or giant stains and they can't sell them. They sell them like to like industrial companies to use like as rags, and they sell them by the pound. So like they still get money. So like I would rather like donate like this old,
don't
like
throw it away.
Yeah, I'd rather do that and have it be reused than like have it end up in a landfill. So that's another thing that I didn't used to know. But like
speaking of Goodwill, not that it's like, I mean, it's not a bad company, like it's for profit, but there's nothing wrong with that.
Right. But, like, but there's other better options too.
Yeah. I was like, but if you do actually want to donate to a nonprofit, there are actually probably like local ones wherever people are living that are like specific, maybe even like your community, they'd go to that. Like there was one in Yakima that I loved called Persimmons, and it went to the women's, like all the profits went to the women's battered shelter. Mm-hmm. And they also helped women that were getting back on their feet. Like they let them come in and pick out like business clothes for free and stuff to get
that's
them like
really
certain
cool
things. Super cool little thrift store. And incredible deals. Like I love it. So little places like that, you can, I mean, you're saving money, but you're also supporting an actual nonprofit, which is really
right
cool. Try to find little, you know, smaller places like that. Or like, I think Salvation Army is a nonprofit, right?
I'm not sure. I'd have to double fact check it.
Yeah, because I always assumed Goodwill was, and then found out it wasn't. So, I mean, like, mm-hmm. Yeah, you have to double check. But, yeah, I think just also it's gotten so much better just removing the stigma from, like, using hand-me-downs and from going to thrift stores and from doing that.
Right.
If anybody is snotty and cares about that, then they're not the kind of
I
person
remember
to out anyway.
I had a shirt or something on that was from a thrift store, and someone asked where it was from. And I said, oh, I got it from, you know, like Goodwill or wherever. And they were like, ew, I cannot imagine wearing some mm-hmm. stranger's clothing. And I was like, well, you wash it, of course. And they're like, still, I just can't. And I was like,
Right.
Okay, well, I'm never telling you where I get my clothes again. Like, oh, man. And I mean, that's high school for you.
Right.
At least you were honest, Maddie. I remember once in middle school, I had some shirt that was really cute that I found at the thrift store. And a few different girls were like, oh my gosh, where'd you get that? That's so cute. And I was like, I don't remember. Because apparently it didn't, I know, apparently it didn't occur to me to be like, oh, it was a gift or something like that. I just like panicked and went into like, oh, I don't remember mode. And then like one of them checked the tag and was like, oh, it says this. I haven't heard of that story, but that's cool. And then like it like moved on.
Also,
and
shout
like,
out.
Oh my gosh, that was a close one.
Shout out to all the girls that actually tell you where they get their cute outfits from. So that you can go shop it too, instead of just being like, I don't know.
Fifth grade
Amy
right there.
I hate that.
Yeah, but in middle school, things were just very rough. But nowadays, if somebody like compliments my shoes or my dress or whatever, even if they don't say, oh, where'd you get that? If they just say nice boots, I'm like, $5 at Goodwill.
I know.
Like, I'm proud.
Something to be proud of. Mm-hmm.
Oh, another random thing. This is just about, I mean, it's saving money, but it's also, I guess, just a good thing to do. I remember feeling the need to teach other past roommates I've had, and also my, at the time, boyfriend, now husband's roommates, you need to turn off the lights when you leave a room. You need to turn off the TV when you leave a room. Oh my gosh. I just mean, like, completely unnecessary. Like, if you're not in a room, the light doesn't need to be on.
Oh, for
or
sure.
Or if you're, you know, you don't need to leave the TV on when you're not there. You don't need to fall asleep and leave your TV on all night long. Like, mm-hmm. I mean, like, there's just a lot of different things like that where it's like, it might not seem like a lot, but if you get in the habit of doing it every single time, it saves money.
It
and
does.
Then I get also some people, and I do this too, you leave like one light on to make it look like somebody's home. I'm not talking about that. I understand that. And I'm still working on this, but not
oh,
taking
that's a tough
like insanely long showers.
Ooh,
that is something that I'm still trying
that's a
to
very
work on.
Tough one.
I'm still working on that one. I know it's a good
that
thing to do.
Long hot
I'm
showers
trying.
Are like therapeutic.
I'm trying. They are.
I know, me too.
Well, there you go. They're saving you money. Like, you take your long hot shower, and then you don't have to go to therapy. Amy and Mel, you guys were talking about not just thrift shopping, but, like, ways to save money, but also I feel like avoid – I think it's whenever possible good to avoid buying things new. Like, if you have things that you can reuse or repurpose. I was just talking to Madeline today about my local Buy Nothing group. It's a Facebook group that I think is just fantastic. For one thing, it brings you, like, you get to know your neighbors a little bit better, but – and it's all just local. It's, like, your neighborhood, like, your local neighborhood. So you're not having to drive very far, but people will post things that they're getting rid of. Like, I recently just got a double jogging stroller, so I was able to get rid of – my regular double stroller that I got from a neighbor on Buy Nothing, I was able to re-gift it to someone else. So it was really cool because I know, okay, great, this is going to another family that needs it. And they come and pick it up. So it saves me the trip of having to go take it to a donation center. And I've gotten great things off of it. Like, and what was really cool is the woman that came to get the stroller is the same woman that gave me a lawnmower when we first moved into our house. We didn't have a lawnmower and she was getting rid of it. So like I got that and I felt cool. I was like, oh great. Like I can repay her with a stroller. And like we've gotten other like amazing things. Like we've gotten a couch and bar stools and like you can always find baby stuff on there.
But I was going to say also really another thing is like, making money off of things you don't want. So like Poshmark is I've made quite a bit off of Poshmark when I was using it. I mean, making something off of it rather than nothing is pretty cool. So
I just recently started using Poshmark like a couple months ago and I've already sold quite a few. Like it was kind of stuff I was gonna get rid of. Like it's nice stuff, but it's just things that either don't fit me anymore or like I was gifted or whatever, for whatever reason I'm not wearing it anymore.
Okay, how are you guys doing that? I tried using Poshmark and didn't sell a damn thing. And so I gave up and got rid of all the stuff. And then I got an offer like 5 months after I donated the things. I was modeling the clothes and the photos, so this is feeling very personal at this point.
I think it helps to find like the stock image of it, of like the original store it was sold at and have that on there. And then, but obviously like... Oh, I recently used Poshmark because I have this pair of Levi's that I have had for, I don't know, 10 years or something. And I like, these are like my favorite pair of pants. I just love them. They fit perfectly and they've got a big old hole in the crotch now and they don't sell them anymore. And I was just like, who knows, maybe I can find them. And I went on Poshmark and I searched like the like particular like style number or whatever. And you guys, I found the exact same pair of Levi's and I was so excited and I got my like favorite pair of pants back for $10. I was pretty excited about it.
Necessarily about making money. And you guys might've heard about this before too, but if you ever have like old suitcases that you want to get rid of, don't just go take them to a like Goodwill. If you can, try to find like a local like foster care, like agency or something like that, because a lot of the time the children in foster care carry their things around in plastic bags and, like, garbage bags. Mm-hmm. So if they can have, like, a suitcase, it means, like, a lot. I have yet to have a suitcase to get rid of because I'm going to use mine until they are pretty bagged up. But I thought that was super cool.
That is cool.
That idea of giving away.
Have either of you heard of the – I think I told you about the podcast I've been listening to. It's called Life Kit. It's produced and put out by NPR. But they're short episodes, but I really enjoy them. And they're on all kinds of different topics. But I was listening to one and it was talking about saving money. And one of their tips was to unlink your credit card. Because so many like on Amazon or I don't know, like some other online like Ulta or whatever other online store you use, like they'll just save your credit card information.
Makes it way too easy.
You can just go in and purchase something and it makes it too easy. And you don't think about it. Whereas if you unlink your card and you have to physically type it in and put it in each time, or let's say it's in your wallet across the room, you think, I'll get it later. It's not worth it.
I do that intentionally. Like I'll just go and like I shop and put things in the cart that I can't afford and then I walk away because that's like it almost is good enough. It's like I got to like shop around and pick them up. I like Pinterest for that too. I'll like save a bunch of different clothes and things that I want, and that way it's like I got to kind of like almost get. Yeah, you know, like the wish list on Amazon. Mm-hmm. I don't know if you guys use that. Mm-hmm. I'll put things in there, and I'll wait quite a while and see if I actually still need it or want it. Mm-hmm. So currently, there is a foosball table or two.
Oh, you told me you were going to tell. You were just going to surprise Jaden and bring it home without telling him.
Okay, no, I finally told him, and he's on board.
Oh, good.
So I'm keeping it in there for a little while, but I'm pretty sure it needs to come home to me.
Well, and then they notify you. Usually, if you have something in your cart, it'll notify you if there's a price drop. So.
I should probably just buy that after this. You know what? This is really counterintuitive what this episode's about. I should probably stop.
And so something I was actually thinking about when you were talking about Pinterest is sometimes I will go Pinterest for like outfit inspiration, and I'll have pretty much everything I need. I might have to tweak some things, but a lot of the time you can kind of like refresh what you already have by just styling it differently.
Oh, smart. I do the same thing.
Yeah, and a lot of the time you don't need to buy something, like you might have something similar, just need to kind of refresh it or tie it up or something.
Well, look at you, fashionistas.
I know.
Who knew that we could talk this much about this topic?
I know.
You two thought we didn't have this much to say about it, but we do.
Well, this was very important to me during college, and that is when I really, really, really learned I love thrift shopping.
Ooh, you know, you were asking me about my birthday next weekend. One thing I am excited about is my free Starbucks drink. Woo-hoo. For my birthday. That is something. Definitely sign up for all the, like, loyalty rewards and, like, enter your birthday because you get so many good freebies. Like, I already am getting, like, you know, like,
free slice of pie from?
Like, $5 off coupons for my birthday.
Oh.
The, like, free slice of mud pie from the Ram. But other places, too, like, I don't think I have them, but, like, Baskin-Robbins gives you free ice cream on your birthday, and, like, Dairy Queen, and, like, Dunkin' Donuts. I know all of those places do. I know, like, a lot of people don't like, they don't like signing up for those because then they get spammed to their email. Just, create your own email account just to use to sign up for all the loyalty rewards programs and like birthday cards and stuff.
So many ways to save things.
So I think that's probably it for now.
Anything you'd like to add, definitely find us on Instagram at She's My Sister Podcast. We are hoping to have some really great episodes come out in the next few weeks. So stay tuned for those. And thank you so much for listening to the She's My Sister Podcast, and we will see you next time.